more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
While the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nancy Levant will not be joining us today. Unfortunately, she's under the weather. So if you're listening, Nancy, get well soon. We need you back. Roger Mundy is joining us, however. It's going to be a busy broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot has happened in this past week, and we're going to get right into it here in just a moment. But Roger, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks, Darren. I'm sorry to hear it, Nancy. My prayers go out, and get well soon. I miss you.
Yeah. It's not the same without her, but we still have a lot to talk about, though. It's just amazing. We have the climate policy coming out of the White House. EPA this past week. I've got some audio to play regarding that from the illustrious EPA administrator, Jenna McCarthy, and or Gina, or whatever her name is. She got on the NewsHour this past week, and, you know, every time she opened her mouth, you know, it's a lie. You know, but see, this is the thing about Roger.
Mm.
They have been talking about this thing for a long time. They could not get it through Congress, and they're going to do it administratively. It seems like that's the case with everything today anymore. We have these presidents overstepping their boundaries, overstepping their authority, acting as dictators, increasingly cutting Congress out of the equation. And, you know, this prisoner swap deal is another example of that. And I also have some audio regarding that. But increasingly, we have a federal government that's out of control, runaway, and I look at it as really impossible to rein them in except through state instruction, which is what you always talk about. What do you think?
Absolutely right. And it goes back to what a republic is, and it's something that the people do. They have to do it in order to have take command of your government. You have to give it commands, and so it's not a. It doesn't sound like a likely scenario, but there is no other way. And so whatever government is in there, if the people resolve it in their beliefs that this government is or ought to be under their authority, they can make it under their authority. So there is no other way. And this is formally a legal term that you won't find in the dictionaries except in definitions where they're describing something else and they want to have their proper legal language there, and it's unavoidable. So, for example, when you look up instruction, it won't be in the Black's Law. They don't want it discussed. They don't want it understood. But then when you look up limited authority in Black Law 6, for example, it says that authority under which an agent receives precise instructions is limited authority, and unlimited is when the agent is left to his own discretion.
Yep. So I like what you always say, a republic is something that you do. And, you know, what's interesting is how we have these officials talking now. The language is really fascinating to me, the words that they choose. And as we play this audio later on from the EPA administrator, it's kind of interesting what she says, the way she refers to the states. So that'll be a little teaser for a little bit later on. But in the meantime, the economy continues to chug right along, or this recovery, I should say. Now we find out from the Weekly Standard, Senator Jeff Sessions has released a statement that says 7 million people have left the workforce since the president took office. That was in response to the job numbers that just came out. Apparently another bad, dismal week for unemployment. He says today's job numbers are only enough to tread, even with population growth, maintaining unemployment at 6.3%. Now, keep in mind, of course, as we always like to point out, that's talking about the U3 number. The number they used to report was U6, which is much, much higher than that. To be honest, we are in Great Depression levels of unemployment, ladies and gentlemen. We say that often, but we have to point that out because often the media doesn't, and certainly the politicians who want to paint a better picture of the financial situation, the economy, than really exists, they always quote that U3 number. He says, when you include discouraged workers, okay, now he went ahead and pointed out the unemployment rate doubles to an alarming 12.2%. He says there are 3.2 million fewer full-time employed persons than there were in 2007, according to Sessions. He says, since President Obama came into office in 2009, 7.2 million people have left the workforce entirely. Does this mean these people don't want to find jobs? No, it means there are no jobs. One out of six men aged 25 to 54 is not working. Employment in this group fell by 72,000 last month, while the number of employed women aged 25 to 54 fell 37,000. Meanwhile, the workforce participation rate for women is at the lowest level in 23 years. Median household income is down almost $2,300 from what it was when the president took office. Real wages are lower than they were in 1999. Growth in the first quarter of this year was negative. These numbers are grim and make clear that this economy is going nowhere close to performing at an acceptable level. Now, of course, he puts that on Obama. I want to make it clear, folks, that it doesn't matter which egghead is in office. It doesn't matter which knothead is there, what's little puppet. The bottom line is we have a banker's economy here. It's all these free trade agreements, Roger. I mean, we've been talking about this stuff for years. We're reaping the, quote, benefits of globalization.
Well, and this free trade, people need to understand that the U.S. Constitution basically itself was a free trade agreement amongst the states. But to be a member of that free trade agreement, you had to guarantee certain rights to the people within the states. And but this global free trade agreement, and all of them, there's so many, was a 300-pound NAFTA bill, for example. What it is, basically, and they had a lot of libertarian support for that.
Yeah.
Free trade agreement. Well, this free trade agreement, they liked it because it ideologically appealed to them. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying to the Libertarian Party, I was invited down to the Libertarian Party local headquarters here, and I spoke to them. And I told them what this free trade agreement is nothing more than legalizing trading with the enemy. Because, for example, they had an example, why should government interfere between two neighbors trading something? And I said, well, the government shouldn't, except for the fact that when we have a free trade agreement with, just an example, with China, then what we're trading is, what we're not realizing is in the house of that neighbor, in the basement, are chained slaves. And that Chinese neighbor trading with you is dealing in stolen merchandise. They stole the labor of their own people, and we're trading it with the organized crime that's here. So
absolutely. I'll tell you what, I got some more unemployment stats, but we have to take a quick time out here for the break. Stay with us. We're visiting with Roger Mundy, and I'm Darren Weeks. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Roger Mundy's here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on this 7th of June, 2014, I'm not sure if I gave the date at the outset of the program, but we're talking about the unemployment rates before the break and how 7 million people, according to Jeff Sessions, congressman there, 7 million have now left the workforce just since Obama took office. Also, we see from CNS News, 37.2% not in workforce, that's the percentage not in the labor force, remains at 36-year high. They say the percentage of American civilians 16 or older who do not have a job and are not actively seeking one remained at a 36-year high in May, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because I want to point out, folks, the media has been continually lying to you over and over and over again, saying that we're in a recovery. And as much as I would like to be able to say that that's true, the reality is you can look around you and see the very many people that are out of work. You can see the many places. There are certain towns completely devastated, boarded up buildings all over the place. I was driving through Grand Rapids back a while ago, a few months ago. And the number of businesses that I see in Grand Rapids here in Michigan, unbelievable. Detroit, been totally devastated and in bankruptcy. Car industry has gone for the most part. And all of this is because of these free trade agreements that we've been talking about. This has really tanked the American economy quicker than anything else, in my view. They say in December, April, and now May, the labor participation rate has been 62.8%. That means that 37.2% were not participating in the labor force during those months. Before December, the last time the labor force participation rate sunk as low as 62.8% was February of 1978, when it was 62.8%. At that time, Jimmy Carter was president. In April, the number of those not in the labor force hit a record high of 92,018,000 people. Now, folks, 92 million. I want to read that again. In April, the number of those not in the labor force hit a record high of 92,018,000. Now, keep in mind, we have a country, Roger, of what, roughly 300 million people here? And they're telling
us.
Well, if we're to believe the Census Bureau anyway, which, you know, when they start saying that we're overpopulated and all that stuff, I question how they count that. But anyway, according to official numbers, we've got roughly 300 million people here in the United States. Out of those 300 million, 92 million people are not participating in the labor force. Now, many of the 300 million are children, so they wouldn't be participating anyway. So when you got 92 million that are not participating, that's close to 1 in 3 when you consider that much of the population aren't of labor force participation age. That brings it up significantly higher to what? Close to maybe half of the country out of work that should be employed? I mean, this is ridiculous, folks, and we're in a recovery? I mean, the numbers don't add up, listeners. In May, that number declined, they say, to 92,009,000. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave that there. We also find out, Business Insider, a third of America's 18 to 34-year-olds live with their parents. They say increasing numbers of young Americans are heading to college where they're racking up debt to pay for rapidly increased tuition costs. Those graduating are being confronted by a challenging job market, which eventually leads many to just drop out of the labor force altogether. This, in turn, has led to an increasing delinquency rate for student loan borrowers. Now, I wish Nancy was on the show today, because she's been telling me that college tuition enrollment rates are basically down by half according to where they were last year. 47%, I think, was the exact number for the local community college in Jackson, you know, where I'm just a stone's throw away from. 47%. In fact, now we find out that they are eliminating all, if I understood her correctly, she said all of their full-time workforce at Jackson College. They're not going to have any full-time employees anymore. And I think a lot of that has to do with Obamacare. But they're already making cuts to adjunct professors, other instructors. So what's going on here. We've seen the bubble for the universities, for the colleges were created, I think, under Bush, where they made a lot of federal funding available for people to get student loans and this kind of thing and start their college career. Because, see, once they eliminated our economy, once they eliminated our ability to have a manufacturing base, oh, well, you got to go back to school to be retrained. We got a new economy now. Isn't this wonderful? So you can get enrolled in college, and we'll make it easy for you because we're government and we like to do things for you. So you get started on your college career. They get you halfway through your tuition, and guess what? They pull the rug out from under you, cut the funding, and the huge college bubble has been created. Rates have skyrocketed because of easy funding. They get people into massive amounts of debt, and then they eliminate the funding so that they can't finish. Or if they do finish, they still can't find a job. You see the scam in place? I don't know if you have anything to add, Roger. If you do,
I'm just remembering so many things. For example, the college tuition funding loans are not can't be declared bankruptcy on.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right, and another one is I remember a complaint in the local paper of some gal took this test. She was honor student throughout school in high school, and this competency test consisted of how to push a broom. And so, and then I'm thinking about the adjunct professors being laid off right and left, who are so often Marxist, get to enjoy the paradise they helped indoctrinate the people into. So,
well, that's a good point. Yep. I guess if there's any justice to the whole situation, maybe that might be it. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody suffers in this globalization economy. And, you know, the more they talk about combating poverty, the more poverty that's created. It's like everything else government does. Whenever they declare war on something, guess what? You get more of it. And, you know, in the meantime, we got this funny money system in place. It continues to go forward with prices skyrocketing, and the cracks are being formed in this whole thing. As I look at the situation taking place right now with this engineered war in the Ukraine, the engineered animosity between China, Russia on one side, and the United States on the other. They're making moves to eliminate the dollar from any of their transactions. Now, my concern is, and I think other people share this concern, this is going to be potentially the collapse of the whole system. We'll address this when we get back here and move on to other things. This is Government America. Roger Mundy's here. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here on RBN.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat of men, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, to the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Nancy's been busy this morning, despite being under the weather. She has been very busy posting things, So check out all the stuff that she posted. One of the things that she has up there, Roger, was this piece from Paul Joseph Watson. The U.S. banks preparing to charge customers for deposits. You know, it's kind of interesting how for many, many years, you know, the whole idea of banking was supposed to be, anyway, that they're using your money, and so they give you usury for the money. Now that we have the whole fraud in place and the whole thing is revealing itself for what it is, we had Ellen Brown on the broadcast. She's written extensively about the fact that now it's law that when you deposit your money in the bank, it legally becomes the property of the bank.
Yes.
So they're looking at this now as an investment. When you put your money in the bank, you have an investment in the bank. And we've seen in other countries, notably Cyprus, they're talking about literally taking people's money out of their accounts. This is something that's a very real possibility. After they did that, they came out in several other countries and said, we've got a new template for refinancing banks.
Well, my opinion, like you mentioned, that Russia and China and there, you know, others like India, et cetera, eliminating the dollar. Well, you know, people need to not fall into the dialectic of the dollar or not the dollar. Because the answer is that the American people themselves need to eliminate the dollar in their dealings. And it's you leave the dollar there. But what people do, there's examples of them doing alternative currencies, for example, in the last Great Depression, and even there's global examples. There's Silvio Gesell in Austrian, the Hungary implemented his system. There are companies in history I forget which one, it was in Russell, Kansas, for example. Various companies began to issue company script, and the people would deal with that script because their dollar was very scarce. And so they just made their own currency. And so I think a really powerful solution is let the dollar do what it does, and establish your own local currencies and trade amongst one another. And, you know, it is possible that at a certain point people will favor the local currency because it actually has some value.
And, yeah, you know, I don't think there's any question that eventually people are not going to have any other choice but to come up with some kind of means of trading with each other.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be barter or some other, like you say, a local currency.
Yeah, and it's like we will end up in these places, either willingly and knowingly doing so or out of desperation. So the people will come together in assemblies, for example, and I talk about instruction, right? You come together and deliberate with your neighbors on what to do, and then you reason with one another and decide what to do. Well, we can do this. We should have done it from the beginning, and they did early on in the wilderness stage of America out of necessity. And we will end up doing that. It's just a question of when. It's a question of if it's a level of desperation or if it's just out of wisdom.
Yeah.
So the sooner the better, of course.
Yeah.
And it's like it could well rise out of, like even out here where I live, a little bit out in the sticks here, the crime rate's going up. Neighbors are being broken into. People are discussing the neighborhood watch thing, and this is really important because so you have this little bit of desperation, right? You have this neighborhood watch form. Well, there is the nexus for a community assembly.
A communitarian. Well, it could either go either way. I mean, neighborhood watch can be very communitarian too.
Yeah. And this is why it's important to have the principles, the correct principles in place.
Well, it's important to understand. I don't want to gloss past the neighborhood watch thing over for a moment.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with neighbors getting together and saying, you know what, we're going to keep an eye on eye out for crime and stuff and that sort of thing. The problem that I see with the neighborhood watch is you're bringing in the police. Isn't that bringing in the police into the more of the whole homeland security thing into the neighborhood?
Oh, well, I think that if you deal with the police, who you would deal with would be the sheriff.
Yeah.
Okay. And and that would be the extent of that would be the highest level of government involvement that should be tolerated.
Yeah.
The sheriff being elected, and the sheriff being the last one of the vestiges of the common law, and the sheriff living next door to you. So you know, the power of instruction over the corrupt local sheriff and such is that if he is a pot-bellied bully, well, then why is it his house is surrounded 24/7 by angry neighbors,
yeah,
or that shun him? It's a tremendous power. It shun him, and it takes a character of high moral structure to withstand shunning by neighbors, and we see it in Christ. But the loathsome characters who are abusive and egotistical and criminal in nature have not that kind of character to withstand it. So,
well,
instruction,
you know,
is powerful.
Yeah, and it's important to run them out of office when they don't do the right thing, but it's equally important to support them when they do. And I think that's where a lot of us drop the ball. You know, we don't support the local sheriffs and the local officials when they do the right thing.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, that's right. We used to go up to the legislature when we could and leave them with a message that we went to the state legislature. They would leave them with a message that we weren't there to ask them for anything but to give them something and to give them power. And we were there to give them our support, and that whoever the lobbyists came in, whoever the special interests came in, we would what instruction is actually giving them support where they can say to this powerful lobbyist and such, I have no choice. I have to vote according to my constituents' command. And they have left a standing invitation to anybody contrary to that command to come and talk to them. I said, send them down to talk to us. We will deal with the heat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. All right, let's take a quick time out here. And we'll continue on the other side of the break. And by the way, I'll open up the phone lines in the next hour. So we'll give the number out later on as we get closer to that. I also want to get into this audio. As time progresses, we have Gina McCarthy of the EPA. I want to get into the climate thing. And we have some other State Department stuff, too. So lots to come here on Govern America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Roger, you want to give your information out there?
Yeah, this is roger@governamerica.com, my email.
All right, very good. And continuing on here, we were talking a little bit earlier about the declining dollar and this agreement between the Russians and the Chinese to do their own thing. You know, ever since the collapse of the Bretton Woods system, we've had this the remnants in place where the rest of the world has basically been dealing with our exporting. You know, it's interesting, since these free trade agreements have came along, the biggest exporter we have, it seems like increasingly, is inflation. We're exporting our inflation to the rest of the world.
And,
so they're getting tired of it. They've been tired of it for a long time, but now Washington is bullying the rest of the world with a military-industrial complex and pushing everybody around. And they say, you know what, it's time to do something about it, and Russia and China seem to be doing that. We see from CNBC, speaking at a CNBC-hosted event on Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin outlined his plans for closer links with China and a new Eurasian Union.
This followed a high-profile deal by Gazprom, the Russian state-backed gas giant, which signed a $400 billion 30-year deal to supply gas to China. The deal looks promising for Moscow, they say, with Europe, the traditional buyer of its oil, hoping to wean itself off of Russian dependency, especially with recent tensions following Russia's annexation of Crimea. Despite the details, for the deal being scarce, many analysts predict that the oil exports would mean the Chinese yuan being exchanged directly into the Russian ruble. Thus, the two countries would bypass the U.S. dollar, the traditional currency used in oil trades and considered to be the international reserve currency of choice. So, you know, I say it often, Roger, war is on the horizon. Every time that they have monetary mayhem that they've created, they engineer a war to follow it. This provides the cover for the bankers.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Great Depression. The banks positioned themselves before that Great Depression, and then when it hit, they were buying up farmland, pennies on the dollar. And what happened, the response around the world was, people were inventing, like I mentioned, alternative currency systems. Mm-hmm. And when Germany did, under Adolf, this was beyond the pale of tolerance, and there had to be a war, because Germany very quickly became very, very powerful and wealthy. And so it happened in other places, too, not as pronouncedly as in Germany, but Hungary was experiencing that, and different communities found ways of surviving without using their fraudulent monetary system. Mm-hmm. And so the way they always seem to respond is war. And so it shouldn't be a great surprise. And when we look back in ancient history at, say, the Spartans, when they became very, they were very militaristic society, everyone knows. Well, one great necessity was they outlawed the use of a gold and silver coin within their kingdoms. And they outlawed it because there already was a great international banking exchange between the various temples of the world. And Spartan rose to very great power for a little island due to the fact that they were militarized and wouldn't tolerate this subversive element in their society. And that's just one example. Even Rome, when it first arose, learned the lessons of Minoa that Spartan had learned already, and rose to its power by having its own monetary independence. So well, that is an intolerable thing to the ambitions of empire. The empires that exist, and it's intolerable because the ambitions of the monopolists. So you know, it's very, kind of an irony of that kind of globalism, is that when they eliminate all borders, which is first, they, you know, one thing they do is eliminate economic borders, which free trade does,
and, right.
And then they also eliminate political borders, and I don't know, many people know that some 20 years ago, a great number of the states of the Union here had eliminated their physical borders from their constitutions, and that so the elimination of all these borders in the globalist empire dream means a total centralized power. But they forget a lesson of history. In the past, when they've pillaged civilizations and relocated to rise up another one to pillage them, they were always themselves protected by the new borders they were hiding within. So I think that this is a big move towards China. And the problem is when you've eliminated all these borders, then you are more and more precarious. And that finally, you know, it does come to a point at times when the military power of a society decides, why should I be taking orders from some fat banker? And there is a general overthrow, and the main course is banker in the great banquet that they do. So,
yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of people would look forward to that time, you know, because all the incredible suffering that they've imposed on the rest of us. You know, but what I'm hearing you say basically is that the tactics that they've used and that they're using today have been used throughout history. It's the same. And now we see this cap and trade thing on the horizon. You know, what's interesting that I find is that while, you know, there seems to be this duality once again. You know, we talk a lot about that. On the one hand, they say, oh, China's the villain, China's evil, China's this and that and the other. And on the other hand, oh, China's our strategic partner. You know, and we see this again, as we just said, China and Russia working together to bypass the dollar, eliminate the dollar from their transactions. And now we see from actually, this is National Geographic. Can China help boost U.S. clean energy investment? The insanity is just unbelievable. They said 0%. That's the U.S. clean energy investment growth rate over the past 5 years, according to the Pew Charitable Trust. It might be a distressing sign in the face of climate change challenge, which isn't a real challenge at all, because as we've said ad nauseum, there's nothing you can do about climate change. We're not causing the climate to change. The climate changes naturally, and the climate will continue to change. There's nothing you can do about it, nor should you even try. It's a phantom enemy, listeners. Yeah. But they say backers of the Obama administration's new emissions proposals believe the regulations could spur a turnaround. And there are signs that China, a country frequently seen as a competitor to the United States on clean energy, could be a significant source of the investment dollars. Oh, boy. Again, we're going to use China, communist China, listeners, as basically our personal ATM, our national ATM. Unbelievable. You know, as they're working to eliminate the dollar from their transactions. Now, when we come back from the top of the hour break, because we're almost there, I want to get into this EPA carbon thing, because as I said at the top of the broadcast, Gina McCarthy, who is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, she was on PBS NewsHour this past week, and I think she had some very interesting things to say. One of the things was the admission of where your electricity rates are going to go when they put this plan into place. The one time that Barack Obama told the truth, ladies and gentlemen, was what he planned to do for your electricity rates. That was the one time that he actually told the truth. And now he's making good on his promise. We'll get to that in the next hour. Also, your phone calls, will open it up after we get to some of this audio in the next hour. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is straight ahead.